We're able to connect with Chris on whether we should do some walkthroughs with the branch managers, or are we going to go full steam ahead?
He suggested I contact branch managers. I have an email in my draft that I am working on, as well as four others.
Okay, cool. So let me share my screen. This is the email you sent out, I think, on Friday, Mandy, which was talking about how we need to get any presentation materials to Robin and Chris so we can do my interviews. One thing I want to be really clear on is that it's going to be really difficult if we have a code of compliance late this week and then do stakeholder the following week. That gives us, code of compliance virtually no time to turn it around, in which case, something's got to get right. It's either compliance is going to have no time to do a review, or Robin will have limited time to do a stakeholder review.
So this is prospecting, okay.
Prospecting, yes.
Prospecting. Okay.
So, in looking at this list today, it seemed like there were, two things that we can confirm have went to compliance, and maybe five other things. Just who knows? Who knows what's going on with them? So, my question is, there are things...
On the server, there are two things that have gone through compliance, Schwarbrand Power and Competitive Landscape. Partnering with corporate development has been reviewed by Chris. Robin is okay with it. But she suggested we also need another one for RPS.
What does that mean, we need another one for RPS?
I don't know. And she said, per my conversation with Wesley. So that's the question for Wesley.
Right, so in the Monday walkthrough a week ago, she asked, well, are we just doing, we didn't want to wait, W-E-I-G-H-T, too much on stock plan services. That's what she felt that Brad's deck would do. And so she wanted to bring in someone from RPS to speak to that portion of, or that strategy of corporate development. She asked Chris to connect with Dale Coleman, and then Dale got back with Chris on a, and so we're meeting with a guy, J. Scott Rainey, on tomorrow. Is that tomorrow? Expectations. No, it's Wednesday.
Okay, so now we're at Wednesday, and now we're giving compliance only a couple days to review content, or giving compliance a full review cycle and giving Robin a couple days to get a stakeholder. Do you see my concern here?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What's our plan that doesn't take us to Wednesday?
I'm sorry, say that again. What's our plan?
What's our plan to get the content done that doesn't take us to Wednesday?
I'm not sure how to answer that, because this is a new partner that was added to the bunch. And so Chris and Dale had to come up with J. Scott, and he's not available until Wednesday.
Okay. So in our conversations with Chris then, were we clear about how this can impact the review timeline and the review cycle? Last Monday, not so much of a concern, but as we get into later last week and early this week, it then becomes an issue of, do we have time to do this? My concern is that now we are setting expectations that we are doing this, but we're really cutting ourselves off at the knees trying to get this done because we're up against the deadline.
Oh, I agree.
Have we communicated clearly with our business partners that this has impact?
No, not since Friday.
Okay. So we need to do that. And if that means we can get this accelerated, great. If it means we need to not have an RPS presence because we don't have time to implement that, I'm okay with that. That's maybe not the best decision. If it means we have to push something through a review cycle with the caveat that, hey, we might have RPS have a presence in it, I'm okay with that too. But the point is, we need to start getting things through a review cycle. I think we've gone... And this is just one item, right? There are four other items, I think, that
Right, I can tell you about the
before. I'm looking for some reassurance and then some answers around when things are going through.
Yep, if you want, I can jump down or we can continue in sequence. And I hear you loud and clear on the RPS piece. And so I have no problem pushing back and saying, this is where we are, what can we get? Because I can call Chris right after we're done. He made himself available to me for the rest of the day.
Okay. So let's continue going in sequence then. So I see competitive landscape that's already been through, so I don't think there's up there.
There's actually compliance had feedback. It was one suggested change. And on Friday, I think I sent you an email. I mean, it was late Friday, so I was going to wait before I contact you about that. Do you want me to send this to Lange Birch, or are you okay sending it to him? Or do you just make the changes?
No, I don't make any changes. I think it already did when you sent it to me. Hang on.
Okay.
Because I just turn it around because it's, you know, out of my hands, so to speak.
If it's with him, that's fine. I can follow up with him, but I just, if you've been backwards and forwards, I just didn't want to jump in.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, duplicate, anything.
Yeah, actually, he's supposed to get back to me today, so yeah.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, with the partnering with corporate development, Chris had some suggestions for that.
Yep.
Have they been made? Is that ready to go to compliance?
I can check again. I did send a reminder.
Okay.
But you
are...
Oh,
okay, because so that went back.
Is
that the one the Brad has? That's the one that has been through pre-compliance, and they were... Robin was okay with it, but it needed an RPS deck. Yeah, but that deck,
right. The RPS is going to be separate. We're separating it out now. There's no way we can even try and blend those two now.
Right.
What does it mean to separate them out? Let me start over. Does this mean that they have their own deck? Because I don't know what that experience looked like. Or does it
right.
Mean
so
that
the right when we originally talked about it on last Monday, she wanted both stock plan services, which is Brad Haas, and then RPS included in the same presentation. However, one, the time as it was currently allotted was all Brad Haas's thing. Now, his entire deck is not all is not all stock plan services, but it is heavily weighted on that side, which is Robin's whole concern. And so the original idea was to try and get RPS and add it to that deck. So it's all of the front end, very generic corporate development stuff, wouldn't necessarily have to be repeated in the RPS piece. But since we don't have that yet, I kind of called it and said, you know what, let's just look at giving them a separate spot instead of disrupting what's already in place with corporate development. I mean, with stock plan services.
When you say give them a separate spot, then they're going to have their own presentation materials. That's why I was asking. Because they have their own presentation materials. That doesn't sound very easy just to come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Right, which was my concern Monday. But that's where Robin said, you know, Chris, you take care of that, talk with Dale, get it done kind of thing. And get it done just got a meeting scheduled today, not until Wednesday. But like I said, I can go back and push back on that.
Let's move on. We're on borrowed time, so let's move on.
Okay. Back to that SPS deck then that Brad Pass is doing. When will I be ready to go? Oh, you're going to check with him. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, I have to ask again.
Let's see. All right. Yeah. Okay. Never mind. Carry on. Move on.
Okay. So. No, I'm confused again. So competitive landscape, what are we there? Give me a quick 5 seconds.
That's been through compliance and is ready to go to stakeholder.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, stop. That's Lance Birch. So that has that one fixed.
Right, and I'm connecting with Lance today.
Yeah, all right. There's two that...
So what's the status? I'm having a really hard time.
There's one edit that...
Conversation. I just need the status.
Lance is supposed to have it done today.
Okay, thank you. Uniform playbook setting the foundation. Is there a deck or some accompanying materials for that one?
Yes, I've been pinging all weekend and through to this morning trying to get an answer on that one. The only one that's gone out is the COI playbook. Now, I'm sorry, COI network, which is the second one. Just to give you some insight on these four, so there's NCF playbook, there's COI network, there's 14 touch points, and then developing your marketing plan. Those four. And I don't know if this is how they explain it to you, Mandy. They're getting compliance already approval on that even before it comes to us. That's the way it was explained to me. And Christine is their compliance officer that they work with.
Okay. Do you know when? So that means when I got the building and expanding your CIO network on Friday,
mm-hmm.
and I sent that to Christine. Sorry, I didn't. I sent that to
Robin and Chris, right.
Okay, so let me...
So will I get the other ones to send to Robin? Sorry, Robert.
I can send you what I have. I asked them was it all because it didn't have the other pieces. And I haven't got an answer yet, so I'll just send you what I have right now for the NTF playbook, which is just the deck.
That's what we have. Doesn't mean anything until it's ready to go. So
agreed.
We have four pieces. We have four pieces that they're working on. They're working with Christine Mills and compliant. What
correct.
We need to know is have they completed it, and will it need to go through Christine again? I suspect the answer to the second question is no. If she's part of the original group, she won't need to speak again, but I would confirm that with Christine.
Agreed.
The answer to the first question I'm really concerned about is, are they done?
Mm-hmm.
If not, when will they be done? Another question I have is, do they have a phone? Can we get them on the phone?
Yep.
I feel like we keep going back and saying, you know, we're waiting, and we, you know, I keep trying to get them to finish it. But I don't know how strongly we're actually following up with them. And I don't know why this is so difficult. I'm not trying to place blame. I'm just...
No. You're accurate. So let me... I'm pinging Liz right now. She's showing green. So I'm going to ask her to hop on this call. Let's see. Here we go.
And then for local market roundtable and senior leader roundtable, those are... Right there. Right.
That is what I heard. And I have invite. I'm going to double check while I'm here. Okay. And I have invite to the.
Okay, I just pinged her. So hopefully, if we hear back from her, she'll be able to join.
Okay.
Elaine is traveling. Yes.
Okay.
Yay. Okay. And yeah, so those are the last four, because there is no deck for the senior roundtable or the local marketing roundtable.
Now, with regards to the local marketing roundtable, I see Nikki and FB are on there, and Elaine and Liz, and what's that, MM?
Field marketing manager.
Oh, okay. Outside of Elaine and Liz, are the other folks prepped on the discussion topics during the local market roundtable?
Hopefully.
An outline for them? Is Arlene prepping them? Like, what's going on here?
Liz is... should have the answer to that. My short answer is yes, we are, and we have that. So I am hoping she'll be able to join us shortly.
Okay.
If not, I will get that answer.
I feel like in the absence of someone, I don't know if control is the right word, or setting a really clear direction on all of this, it's not happening. So what I want to happen is that our group can immediately identify the status of every one of these items, is on top of it, highly involved in helping coordinate, whether it's a round table or a presentation that Elaine is doing or whatever. I feel like the answers that I ask are not, or the answers to the questions I ask are not fast enough to give me confidence that we have our hands around this. I don't know how else to explain it. Stuff has to get through compliance ASAP. Stuff has to get to stakeholder next week. We are shorthanded with a lot of work and data. All there is to it. So, we can wait for Liz to reply, hopefully she does. What's our plan to get these items complete? So brand power goes to Christine, we don't have to come back, it's probably not a big deal. Partnering with corporate development, we know we've got maybe two pieces now, right? We've got the RPS piece and stock plan piece. The stock plan piece sounds like we're waiting on an edit, and the RPS piece sounds like we're waiting on direction. We're going to try to get direction faster. Am I right there?
On the RPS? Is that what you're asking for, the last one? Yeah, I'm of the mind to just call it and say no, because we won't be able to get it any sooner. Because I did make it clear to...
You'll have that conversation with Chris?
Yes, today.
Okay. Competitive landscape, we are waiting for Lanch to implement an edit, is that what I heard?
Correct. Now, what have we done with our other ones? Because I'm okay making the edit. I don't own it, that's why I'm fine, you know, going back and forth with it, but I hear you loud and clear.
I've made edits and sent a summary.
All right.
So if you want to take it out of Lance's hands and just do it, I would do it.
Yep, I will.
Okay. Make sure you let him know what he's changed, if it's anything, I don't know what the changes were, if they were major or not.
No. Yeah, I can.
And then for all of the Elaine and Liz stuff, with the exception of the CLI network, we need to verify that it's done, and if it is, does it need to go through a second compliance review, given Christine has already apparently looked at this.
Right.
If it's not done, it needs to get done. I mean, assuming Christine's already reviewing it, right, we don't need to send it through compliance, it's got to be done by Monday. If Christine has to get it done, or has to get it reviewed in addition to what it's going through right now, then shoot, it's got to be done tomorrow. I can't think of any other reasonable time.
Right, agreed.
And then what about the second week of prospecting? And this is only the first week. I hesitate to ask that because I'm just going to get stressed out again.
Yep. So second week, what are we looking at? So you'll need to get...
Which I know, the etiquette piece, which I know Chris is handling.
Right, as well as the mall outing. That's being confirmed. Projecting personal powers also. That's Kelly Arnold. Along with the previous week's one. So I have...
Okay, so branch event planning, quarterly campaigns, rapid fire reality, individual prospecting plan, the Shark Tank activity. Where's all that stuff captured? Is it in the facilitator guide?
Yes.
Okay. Facilitator guide to do compliance?
No, it has not. But that's trying to get that out. Well, may not be today now. But so first thing in the morning.
Okay. That also needs to go through compliance.
Well, we were going to Robin and Chris first, right? Or we want to do them in parallel.
Has it not gone through them yet?
I mean, they've seen it several times. They've had a copy of it. But it's just not the current version.
Okay. How complete is it?
I don't have anything for the RPS, which, you know, like I said, I'm going to call that. I don't have anything to address the branch manager concerns we talked about. Chris and I are talking about that. I am, let's see. The rest of it I think we're good on. Oh, and the outline for the local marketing roundtable. I think those are the only two. I'm thinking about...
Which one's the local marketing roundtable?
That's on Thursday. The one with Nikki, Elaine, Liz, and...
Big one?
Yep.
Chris is available. I'm having Chris dial in right now.
Okay. Probably the etiquette advocate and the mall outing. Those are two items.
It was around our strategy for getting...
Oh, RPS.
Are we doing something for RPS or not?
Right.
Okay. But we can also talk about the mall and the etiquette.
I think somebody did join. So, one of the things I haven't gotten back with you on, Chris, was, and thank you for pursuing all of that with Jay Scott around the RPS and responding to Robin's desire to get it in with the partnering with corporate development. The challenge, though, with it being our meeting not being until Wednesday, is that that puts us behind our way behind the ball. In terms of getting it through our review cycles, there, for example, no deck, no outline, and I know we had talked about articulating what it is that we wanted to talk about, but I'm strongly feeling that we just won't make it with all of the checkpoints that we need to go through to make sure we have a proper fit for what we want to do.
Yeah, so that's okay. Contact there, Chris. We've got, like, anything new that we build, we have to get through a compliance review, and then obviously we have to get in front of, Robin for a stakeholder review at some point. So we've got, if you think about it today, we've got, like, 2 weeks to do everything, to do that piece. When we spoke about it a week ago, a little bit less of a concern if we could get answers quickly, but I feel like now, if we're still not meeting until Wednesday, I mean, we're already in the time in which we should be over to compliance. We're either going to create a very bad review experience with our partners, or the quality just won't be there. I'm just having real concerns around this specific piece.
Got it. Well, what
what I will do then is I was trying to find time when all of our schedules align. I can give Scott a call tonight, at least leave a voicemail and make sure that I connect with him in advance today. And we can use that Wednesday session for any follow-up questions he may have and let him know that we're on an extremely aggressive timeline. My guess is, based on his meeting with clients and other business partners on a regular basis, he's just going to repurpose slides already in existence, which would be ideal. But I can gauge that as well in that conversation. And then most of the three of us can meet on Wednesday and address any final, again, confirm the questions he has and make sure he's still on track. Does that work?
Yeah, I think so. It's still probably not ideal, but maybe it's the best that we have in front of us. But do you know
that there's at least not fault on that particular one. So I accept responsibility for this one. I said I accept responsibility for the delay on that particular task that was on my to-do list, and then I didn't get to do it until Friday.
So, just so you have context, and, you know, maybe we could have done a better job communicating our review timelines, because, I mean, it's just things could creep up on you, right, and then you realize, crap, we have to get this in. Typically, we provide compliance with, you know, about, I would say, a work week. Review content, so, you know, if we send it on Monday, we'll get stuff back on, like, on Friday. Sometimes they can request additional compliance reviews, maybe on the bank side or something like that, where stuff takes longer, so, you know, we end up typically about a work week. And then stakeholder, we typically send a Robin on Mondays, you know, obviously getting on Friday, so that we can upload everything to the site. So, I guess moving forward, we just need to keep those timelines in mind, and we'll do a better job communicating those upward. That you have a better guess. With regard to the, now I'm just trying to think ahead, or we're just trying to think ahead, with regard to the etiquette advocate piece and the mall outing, I don't know that we would actually need to provide anything to compliance. The etiquette advocate piece, I'm not sure we would need to provide anything outside of a general outline of the presentation. Do you think we're in a position to provide anything to compliance now, just get ahead of the game a little bit?
We will. I spoke to Robin about it as well, so two answers to that. One is I asked them to provide me for the presentation by Friday close of business, and I have a reminder in my calendar. I also spoke to Robin, who said compliance can't touch it. It's not ours, and they need to keep their hands up. And I said,
okay, no, that's
a courtesy for awareness only.
Okay, fair enough. That's helpful to know. And Mandy's going to be looking for time. Did you say Mandy was branch managers because of Nikki's availability? Or lack of thereof, I guess I should say.
Are you talking to me? Or?
Yeah, you're Mandy.
Okay, I didn't know if you were talking to him. Yeah,
okay,
once I can get out of meetings, I will try and set up a time with branch managers. I gave Chris the list for him to confirm, and he confirmed that that was the correct list of branch managers, so I'll do that.
Okay. Anything else we should talk about? Thank you, guys. Sorry for my grumpiness.
No, it's okay.
Can I make you more crappy with stuff for this week? Clint Rosebush just got back to us.
Yeah, I saw that. I haven't looked at it yet, though. Did he just update data, though?
Yeah.
If it's just data, it doesn't make that copy.
He's got one outstanding item.
Oh, what is it?
The only outstanding item is the amount brought in from ISP/RBS partners on slide 16.
Okay.
I've reached out to Will Rocket.
Yeah,
this is one that's being presented on the 19th.
Yeah, but we have stakeholder for that. It's pending.
Yeah.
Pending updates. So now we can just upload whatever the most current one is as soon as we know that the data.
Oh, as soon as that one's done. Okay.
We're good. We just knew we were going to have to update data, so we could in theory upload it as late as Wednesday. So we're okay.
Okay, I won't panic about that one then.
Okay, cool. All right.
I'm still trying to get.
Thanks. Sorry for the quick jump. I'm sorry.
No, I'm still trying to see what's going on with Liz. So we can nail that part down too. So I'm going.
Okay. I'll let you guys go. Thank you for hopping on at last minute. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Yep.
Alright, so let me recap one more time so I can make sure that I know what's going on so I can stop bugging you guys with redundant questions. Give me one second. Okay. Schwab Brand Power's out with compliance, great.
Mm-hmm.
Corporate development, Chris is going to follow up with whoever Dale referred him over to. Stress the importance ahead of the Wednesday meeting, try to get an idea of what they can provide so we can fast track that if we need to. So hopefully that ends in a good resolution.
All right.
Was there another edit that we needed to make to that, the RPS piece, or?
Well, I haven't even seen it yet, so. In terms
haven't
of
seen what?
RPS. You said the RPS piece.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Stock plan, sorry. My bad.
Oh, no. Well, no,
I
take it back.
Feedback. Is there any?
Yeah, I gotta ping them to see where they are today. Actually, I can just go around to her desk and see. Make sure she's here today. Let me see. I think she's here. Yeah, she's here.
What's the story there? He had a suggested edit, and we passed it on to her and said, hey, can you make this edit?
Yep.
Okay. So let's try to wrap that up as quickly as possible.
And actually...
Then we can say we have, you know, the Schwab Brand Power and the Stockland Services piece out to compliance.
Right.
You know, competitive landscape just came back with the edit made, so good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All the Elaine and Liz stuff, that is our high priority right now?
Correct. With the exception of COI, because that's already down.
That's already been out, yeah.
Right.
So the other thing is, like, if we don't have visibility into those, and I feel like, I know I've been asking you for weeks, and I know you've been asking for a long time,
yep.
It should concern us that we haven't seen anything.
Right.
We need to see something.
Right.
They need to know when it's going to be ready, and they need to understand our design timelines.
Right, agreed.
Please make that a priority.
Yep.
For the set week stuff, prospecting.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the IBL panel. We have things like branch event planning, quarterly campaigns, rapid fire reality, the Shark Tank, the individual prospecting plan review. A lot of this stuff, like, I don't know what it looks like at all. I'm gonna open up the facilitator guide right now.
Oh no, yeah, let's see.
Oh, I found it. Chris says, when is the latest tweak in Simmons Scott's deck with that TikTok compliance review partner? Scott is traveling to meet with clients outside all week, so I'm going to propose to use something to fix this team. For purpose, does our new clients consider the entire process? That would be a great idea. I would say Wednesday, that latest is minor tick-offs. Today would be the tick-off date. Okay. So 5/9/2016 is the latest facilitator guide.
Yeah, I haven't updated any of that. So you're going to see a lot of disparities in terms of those mini agendas, headings, all of that. It's not going to be in sequence yet because I haven't gone back. I'm just hitting the sections, and then I'll go back and align all of that, including the table of contents.
Okay.
I actually have all of that in separate notepad documents that I'm just copying over. Let me show you what I do then. So just to show you how I'm working.
Okay.
Haven't gotten that far yet. In terms of copying over, I should say. I have the content, I just don't have it copied over. So these are my working tabs. So for example, this is this one, and I'm copying it over and formatting it. This one, I'm sorry. Yeah, this is one of the pieces for example, this is projecting personal power, which is the one on. Great one. This one, projecting personal power.
Okay. Is that a vendor provided?
It is.
Okay, so take me to your individual prospecting plan tab. Is that something that I assume that we are actually helping you create a learning experience for?
Correct.
So do you have a tab for that?
No, I don't. Well, not. I have to copy it over from my desktop, my other desktop.
Okay, so now we're going one layer deeper. So I started at the
yes,
guide.
Yes, we are. Yep.
Now I'm at the tabs.
Yep.
Now I'm at your desktop.
Yep.
So it's really difficult.
Yeah, I know. And again, I'm getting all of this to, well, like I said, my goal was to get it today, but I had all these other conversations that, of course, were important.
Yeah, I'm trying, trust me, I'm trying to get through this fast so I can stop wasting your time, I guess.
No, it's all right. It's all right. And it's quite, I'm okay.
Right. So I'm going to be really upfront. There are a lot of eyes on the prospecting module.
Yep.
It's very important to the firm. It's definitely the most new content that we've got across the program.
Yep.
So there's a lot of vested interest in it. When I open up a facilitator guide and I see that we have some time scoped out for an individual prospecting plan,
mm-hmm.
and I can't get a straight answer on what they're doing during that time, that concerns me. And then you show me a screen with a tab on it, but you show me a different activity.
Well,
and then I ask, well, what about the prospecting plan? You're like, well, it's on my desktop. Anybody in our group needs to be able to dive in and see what's going on and be able to see some details about what's going on at any given time. Not least of all would be you and I.
Okay.
So I don't want you to get bogged down in, like, making things visible right now, but I am not convinced that you have anything to show there. I haven't seen anything. I don't know what's going on during that time. So if a business partner comes to me and says, what's in their prospecting plan? I don't know how to answer that.
Right. Okay. So
do you know what's in their prospecting plan, or do you, we still need to figure that out?
No, I have that. Let me pull up what I just got today. I told you about that this morning. Because that is 2 days.
Yeah.
Let's see. Liz. Nope, that's not it. No, it didn't come from Liz, it came from Elaine. There we go.
Okay.
So this is the template that I got this morning. Haven't copied it over yet in terms of the earliest pieces.
So we do have something, okay.
Yeah, but I need to get this from her in an editable format. She only sent it in a PDF. Even though I keep asking to send it.
I mean, well, that's kind of the thing, right? We keep asking, but if we're not getting what we need, then at a certain point we need to say, I'm just going to go ahead and do this. So if you need that in editable form, wouldn't we just create something, like, take that, type it up, put it to brand standard, and have our own version of it? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. And that I can actually do this way. It's not the prettiest. This is locked, isn't it? Oh, wait, no, it's not.
And I don't want to say, like, do it the way I would do it, but, you know, if I was having trouble getting somebody to send me an editable format, I would literally have one document open on one screen, one on another, and I would just start copying it over because I'm not wasting my time waiting for somebody to get back to me.
Yeah, you're right. That makes perfect sense.
If it doesn't make perfect sense, you don't have to say it makes perfect sense.
No,
I'm trying to be real about my concerns, but also understand that, you know, you have a different working style with me, so I don't want you to just, you know, go along with what I say.
No.
I do want you to understand how I feel about this.
Oh, yeah, I do. Right now. I do. And hear me when I say I do understand, and I do agree, because I've done that before. Unfortunately, there are about half of the time when I did it, they said, oh, I told you I was going to get it to you, and that kind of thing. And, you know, so that work could have been, that energy could have been placed somewhere else. So that if you detect some, you know, resonance in doing that, that's why. But to your point, we're out of time. Got to get it done.
Yeah. So here's what I need, because, you know, I don't want to take up an hour of your day every day trying to, you know, figure this out. I'm gonna send an email talking about the kind of status updates I think we need on a daily basis,
mm-hmm.
which will include what the item is, like what day it is, what the item is. Current status and where I can find or where anyone could find information about that activity. So in a similar format to I guess that what you've got on your screen right now.
Right, that's what I was going to bring up.
Yeah,
if exactly. This is okay, then I can do that.
That's fine.
Okay, and I'll add in
above everything, like all the
right
weeks.
Right. And I noticed when you, the moment you went to week two, I realized, oh, that's not even here. So I can add that, yeah. And I think she has this on a spreadsheet somewhere, so I have to ask her.
Yeah, see if maybe you can throw it to you real quick, and that might make it really easy.
Yep.
Is there a field in there for just general status? I don't know that I'm necessarily concerned with, like, the whole...
No, but what I did was just, you know, kind of put it in here. I just dropped it in.
That's fine.
Yeah. At least not in this version. She doesn't have...
All right.
So...
So this is critically important that we make progress on this.
Mm-hmm.
Please provide a status daily that we can track the whole 2 weeks against.
Yep.
And then if you need resources, you need to let me know. I can't help you track people down or play bad cop if you're not communicating with me. And that's not to say that I've asked you to and you haven't, but just know that you need to feel like you can call me if you need me to push buttons.
Okay.
So, for example, you know, we got Chris on the horn because, you know, he didn't know about our deadlines today. So maybe he can come up with a solution where they use repurposed compliance-approved material.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that's the way it'll go, and it'll just make it easy on us.
Right.
But we can't do those things if we don't know about them and if our business partners don't know about them.
Right. Agreed.
Okay. So Mandy will also schedule, I guess, a walkthrough with branch managers. I would like to attend that. I think she knows that. So I think
Right. Okay. Now, that's the same one because Nikki's totally blocked up until actual
Nikki
launch.
Can't.
So,
which is unfortunate.
Yeah, I know. So hopefully me getting this out, the facilitator guide out to her, will help. I already talked with Chris about the strategy, like I said this morning to you.
So that facilitator guide, as it sits right now.
No. You know, it'll be complete. No, it'll be ready to go. Matter of fact, I'm getting time with, because they asked for 2 weeks as well in advance. Gloria and Mike walk through it together with them. But I want theirs on a separate call so that they can ask their facilitator specific questions.
Okay, cool. Alright, what do you need from me?
I mean, you're doing what you need, what I need you to do, which is if there are, wherever there are concerns, you know, just, hopefully this is Liz. Is this Liz? No, that's you. Okay. Interesting.
What's Liz's last name?
Liz Westover. Westover.
Westover, that's right. Okay, go ahead, sorry.
Yep. Yeah, and just, you know, pulling and pushing wherever necessary. Because I don't always have visibility, you know, where you are. Like, I didn't know about those conversations. I only went from what we had Friday and had a great understanding what my next steps were. But then, you know, you get a call that's a little bit different, so.
Yeah, I get a call. It was fine. I mean, I got a call, and I wasn't that concerned. What only concerned me is when I tried to get more information about what was going on in prospecting, and it was really difficult for me just to open up a document and see what's happening when, who's invited, you know, what's the content overview. It just made it very difficult, and I feel like that's been a trend on this project, and I need that trend to just not happen.
Right. Agreed.
Okay. I'm going to keep pushing you. I'm going to be pretty intolerable for the next couple weeks, but we just got to get through this, and we will through the sheer force of will.
Right. Right. I think you're... My goal is to get your 9 down below 5 before the end of the day.
Alright. Let's see if we can make that happen. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure thing.
Alright.
Alright.
Oh, hey, Liz is, since she's online, if she's not responding to your IM.
Yeah, she's not. I was going to call her, but you know, ping me to call you.
But I'm bugging you, yeah. So when I get, yeah, let me stop bugging you, just call her.
Yep.
Alright, thank you.
Alright. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey Liz, this is Wesley.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. That's the question for you. I'm sorry to keep bugging you, but...
No, don't worry about it. In fact, I need to accept changes on one document, market draft, and send you the marketing module.
Okay. Okay, great.
Yeah, what's up?
So, NTF Playbook, was that all to it, or was there more? For example, was there a pre-work? Was there an action plan? Was there a facilitator guide? Or was just the Playbook?
No. So that was going out with the initial concept around driving you to firm and how to activate marketing program,
okay.
Build out your network. So that one is very different. I mean, we're only delivering that as, that's why it only, I think, an hour, if they're, it goes an hour and a half.
Okay.
That presentation, it's just a presentation.
Okay,
good. And
then
once we were out with it, we realized, okay, there are a couple areas where they're asking for more help, either, mm-hmm. you know, the FMM branch manager observing it, or the FC is like, yeah, I don't really know what to do around building my COI network.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when we came up with the idea to go deeper into these modules.
Sure, sure. So it's safe then to, well, let me back up to an earlier conversation.
Okay.
You all had said that Christine actually sees these already, or how does that work?
Wait, say this again?
I guess my question is, do we still, our current flow is to send it to Robin, send it to, then send it to Christine, and then send it to stakeholder.
Okay.
You all said that, if I remember correctly, you all had said that you all are already working closely with Christine, and...
Yeah, I can send these things to Christine.
Okay. Okay. So...
Or not.
Yeah. I mean, so I just want to make sure that if that's being done, we can check that box off, is what I'm saying. If it hasn't...
Yeah, why don't you go ahead? It'll be easier for her to just pick up a phone and say, okay, we want to do roughly... The playbook she's seen, it's done, it's approved.
Okay, good.
That's been out for 6 months.
Okay. Okay, so I will I'll go ahead and forward that then, that this is ready for stakeholder. Now, you'd said also that this one went live today on the site. Is that true? This version?
No.
Oh, no?
Okay. The first time we're delivering this is I'm piloting it when I come back. I'm probably going to pop out to a bunch of branches.
Right. Okay. So the Got it.
So the first time this will be seen is at FC University.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, no, we're still making tweaks. I mean, I know what Christine is looking for, and as long as you guys are comfortable overall with it,
okay.
And, you know, if you have feedback, we'll make those tweaks. Because, I mean, you're the trainers. You know best.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're putting something together that is, you know, simple and easy for a branch manager or an FMM.
Right.
You know, to execute.
Excellent. All right. So, NTF playbook, Christina has already approved this, and it's ready.
Yep.
So we can then just send it through our reviews. Okay.
Yeah. So you guys just, so Christine's done it. You can review it internally. That has been presented to 120 branches so far.
Mm-hmm.
So it's field tested.
Great.
And that is that we used our experience going around all the branch network with that to build out what we thought should be in playbook phase two, which is what we're piloting. We're delivering for the first time at SC University.
Okay. Great. All right, so I'm getting that out. Okay, and then that leaves, and you said the marketing plan already. So tell
me,
how does the, and maybe I'm maybe missing it. So Elaine sent out the 2016 branch business plan template when I asked about the prospecting plan template. So do you all cover this in your modules, or is this something that's separate from that?
Oh, so you know what? I actually had not, hold on, I'm neck deep in the touch points module because the activation guide needs a tiny bit of help.
Okay.
Let me set this aside because I have a limited time. Okay, there's that. Let me switch gears. So this branch business plan template is the Christina thing.
Mm-hmm.
So this came under the title of prospecting plan.
Okay.
So do you want me to walk you through it, even though I'm not totally familiar with it?
Yes, please. That will help.
Yeah. So this is really, so in the fall, Eric and Brett, Eric Sauls and Brett, you know Brett.
Mm-hmm. Bernard.
Yeah. My email's too large to send. They send out a business plan to all of their branch managers.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, okay, put together the business plan, put together your business plan. And then last year, around the same time, we were developing a marketing plan template. for an RBE in Seattle, or the whole Northeast region, Stephanie King.
Okay.
And Eric saw it, and he was like, oh, I like this. I want to incorporate, I want to send this out with my business plan.
Okay.
So Eric sort of tweaked our marketing plan and had his business plan, and he sends that out, and that's what the branch managers are supposed to complete and submit. They're supposed to roll everything up and submit it to him.
Mm-hmm.
So when you walk through, so with that lens of the, I don't even know what their titles are, regional, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
When they go out with that, send out that branch, that business plan template, so if you go to page 2 where they're asking for these metrics to be consistent with your 2016 objectives,
yes.
These are actually all things that we have nothing to do with.
Okay.
Like, this is really, I mean, I don't even think FC University wants to touch this.
Okay.
This is literally, like, Eric sitting down with his RBEs and saying, all right, in 2015, here are the net new assets, flows, net solutions flows, advised, mortgage, I mean, here's what we've got, here are our targets.
Mm-hmm.
That's very in the branch, very in the branch network.
Okay.
Mission statement and objectives. So what she did here is, mission statement. This, I guess they can write their own mission statement
mm-hmm.
for their branch, but again, that's between an RBE, a branch manager, and Eric. And then page 3, the left column of this action plan,
mm-hmm.
I don't even know where these things come from. This has to be, because these are not Eric Saul's goals. His are a little higher level. His, we have his in our marketing plan template.
Sure.
This would be really for the branch and not the FC. See how mm-hmm. everything is branch business plan?
Right.
So this is everything happening at the branch level. Where I thought, and even we can, in our kind of modules, we can touch some of this stuff. But I've not really seen how this replays for FC University.
Okay.
Because it feels really branch-oriented.
Sure, sure.
And I don't even know, I mean, do you know if Nikki has seen this?
I do not.
Okay. Well, so this feels very, like, this is a conversation that RBEs and their branch managers have. This is, like, if we ever came in and talked about these things, we'd get bounced out and laughed out like there was no tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole front section, I think, is just very deep in the branch network that we can't get involved in. It's not appropriate, nor is it what we do.
Sure, sure.
Jump to page 5,
mm-hmm.
and there's the local marketing plan. So now this is where Christina started giving a go of, I think, the module that we created.
Okay.
So page 5 is basically, here is, and we cover all this stuff. Here are the examples of things that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she calls them thought starters. These are actually kind of marketing programs.
Mm-hmm.
And then examples. So all of this is what we cover. We're in the marketing mix. So we are already covering this.
Right.
And we cover that in the playbook. We're going to cover it again in the marketing plan. We're going to cover it in a different way in the COI module.
Okay.
So if you go to page 6,
mm-hmm.
So this is what Eric took our marketing plan and added the objectives in green in the left column.
Mm-hmm.
And then they took examples that we had. See how he has examples of marketing activities? He did that stuff. We've got this all done. This is all in our marketing plan.
Gotcha.
In fact, a version of this template. So that's all taken care of.
Okay.
So this is a hybrid document. This is business planning at the branch level.
Mm-hmm.
And then the trickle down, which is now what should we do with our marketing plan. So the marketing plan is really just pages 5, 6, and 7.
Mm-hmm.
We've already got that. So that was just a riff on what we were doing. So that's what that document is.
Okay, great.
Then did you get branch expansion FC individual marketing plan recommendations?
Does not ring a bell.
This is what I saw. So this doesn't need to ring a bell because this is all incorporated into what we're doing.
Okay.
So that's what that is. I don't.
And what page? Is this in the document? We're still in the document? What page are we on?
Oh, no. We finished that document.
Oh, okay.
Because pages 1 through 4 was really, that's happening, you know, at the branch manager level. So FCs will be told by their branch manager what's in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the marketing, local marketing plan, that's what we have a whole module about, which is what I'm sending you.
Okay.
So you'll see that.
Gotcha.
And then I just have something else from Christine that is literally, it's what's in the marketing module. It's a lot about advertising, PR, events, community involvement, referrals,
mm-hmm.
the things that we're touching on.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep. That's
all
helpful.
Right. Yeah, so do you want me to do this? I just have to mark. Do you know if there's an easy way in Word and PowerPoint documents to mark something draft? Like, there has to be something.
You mean like just a particular segment is draft?
Well, yeah, like you say, give, if you wanted to say draft.
Oh,
transparently.
Like
mark
a,
is draft.
Oh,
how do you do that?
Okay. So like a watermark or something like that, or
a watermark, exactly, yeah.
Okay, yes. And
how do
that,
you do that
you go to, oh there it is. So page layout. And then
yeah,
you should
oh my
see
God.
Watermark
yes.
right and center.
Wait, say what?
In the center of that page layout ribbon you should see watermark. And then disclaimers.
Oh, I don't.
You don't?
What, are you in Word, or what are you in?
Yeah, I'm in Word, so let me share my screen with you. Hang on.
Oh, okay. I'm in Excel.
Oh, you're in Excel. Let's see. Sorry.
But I've got Word. Let me go page layout.
Maybe.
Oh, I see watermark.
Yep.
Thank you. I knew there was an easier answer. Okay, so I can do that for Word.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I can do it for PowerPoint.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. I think it's under print setup. So let me look real quick. So print.
Sorry, I know this is so lame, but the faster.
No, it's okay.
Even
it's okay.
Elaine, who is a PowerPoint jockey, doesn't know how to do this. So why don't I do this? Why don't I send an email with the marketing module,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to write an overview that puts everything into context. So what we just talked about is written down.
Right, okay, I appreciate that.
You can copy and paste that and send that on.
Okay.
With these two drafts. So I'm actually going to send you, will you go to mark draft on the COI module that you have? Will you do that on the Word docs?
I can.
Or do you want me to resend it to you?
Well, the COI, I thought we were already good to go on those. So
we were good.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We like to mark everything draft because we know that things are going to be tweaked. We don't want anyone to think, okay, this is final, and put into bed.
Right, I got you. Okay.
Okay, so I'm in PowerPoint. Now how do I do mark as draft?
PowerPoint's a little bit different. The actual master on PowerPoint.
Oh.
So let's see, view. I don't know if that'll achieve what you want, though. Because it'll make it part of the background. That'll make it part of the background and not necessarily.
I'll just write it on the first page.
Okay.
Let me get that marketing module pulled together for you.
Okay. Great.
And then,
in the 14 touch points?
With the 14 touch points, you know what? I want to hear back from Elaine. I'm comfortable releasing. You know what?
Because here's where I'm up against our review, and I know that.
I think that we should just release it to you. I'm going to make that recommendation to Elaine right now.
Okay. I really
he's traveling, so I might not be able to do touch points until tonight.
Okay.
But that
will work. Yeah, even tonight, I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Sorry. I think she's paranoid. Okay. So let me see if I can get a hold of her right now.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so I am inaccessible from 3 on.
Okay.
It's 2 o'clock my time, but I always check email.
Okay, great.
Okay, all right. Thanks, Leslie.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye.